In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Glad to be with you today, and we do this broadcast live. There is a chapter in St. Luke, in the Gospel of Luke, that is unlike any other chapter in the Bible. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's a chapter that has three stories. Three stories about really being forgiven. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's that 15th chapter of St. Luke. Now, Jesus, our Lord, knows who he is speaking to. And I'm looking at the 15th chapter of St. Luke. "Then drew near unto Jesus publicans and sinners to hear him." Oh, yes, he knew his audience. Thank you, Jesus. He knows these were the reprobates of the day, publicans, sinners, tax collectors, prostitutes. Oh, yes, they came. They had heard about the Master. Someone had told them about the Master. And here he is, you know. He knows his audience. Does he speak about hell? Oh, no, he doesn't speak about hell. He's not into speaking about hell. He's into speaking about mercy. Oh, yes, mercy. Mercy for sinners. Mercy for those who have nothing. Mercy for those who have sinned so blatantly that they have absolutely nothing and no place to go. So Jesus knows his audience. And there was another group of people around Jesus. They were the Pharisees and the scribes. Oh, they were the religious people. Oh, yes, they were the religious people. And they're looking around and they see all these sinners there. And it says, they murmured, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." There is nothing as detestable as a religious person who thinks that he or she is better than anybody else. Nothing more detestable. You know, they're saying, This is supposed to be the prophet, and look at the crowd around him. They're tax collectors, sinners, they're reprobates. Everyone knows that that one there is a prostitute. Look at the way she's dressed. Oh, yes, I tell you, there's nothing as detestable as a religious person who thinks that they are better than anybody else. But the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't talk about hell, because he is out fishing this day. He is out fishing for these tax collectors and these sinners, for these reprobates. Yes, for you. Yeah, for you. God gave me this for you. And so Jesus spoke a parable unto them, saying, "What man among you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays the sheep on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he gets home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I say to you that likewise, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which have no need of repentance." Let me tell you, Jesus said this, 99 that have no need of repentance. to the Pharisees because they think they have no need of repentance. But yet he was saying this tongue-in-cheek because they needed to repent more than the tax collectors and prostitutes. Because at least the tax collectors and prostitutes, they knew they were that lost sheep. The Pharisees, because they had religion, thought that they were okay. But they were more despicable. You know why? They looked down on the lost sheep, but they were also that lost sheep. Do you hear what I'm saying? Jesus doesn't speak of hell to the lost sheep. He speaks of the shepherd that goes looking for that lost sheep. He speaks of the shepherd that will lay down his life for the sheep, the good shepherd. His name is Jesus. I was telling the story last night, and I've told it before, but I want to say it again because it's such a beautiful story. And it just shows this parable in a real-life situation. Several years ago, there was a man who had cancer of the liver. Some friends of mine were in the drugstore where this man was. He had had chemo, and the doctors gave him a couple of months. And so they went up to him, and they said, Anthony, his name was Anthony, you know, the doctors have given you a couple of months, but, you know, why don't we take you to see Father Tom, and he'll pray with you. Now, Anthony was not a churchgoer. Probably never beckoned the door of a church since he was baptized as a baby. So Anthony said, what good will that do? And so one of the women said, Anthony, you've tried everything else. You've got the best doctors. They've given you no hope. Why don't you give God a chance? And so he said, you know what? If you come along with me, I'll go. And so they brought Anthony to the rectory that day. It was a Sunday. At that time, I had no priests with me, so it was between masses. It was about 10 o'clock in the morning. I was frying meatballs. I'll never forget it. They knocked on the door. I opened it. I said, welcome. Would you like a meatball? You know, that's the way you do things when you're Italian. And they said, no. I said, so I'll put you in the chapel, and I'll be with you in a minute. So I finished my meatballs, you know, that were in the pan, and went into the chapel, and there is Anthony, a big, strapping man. And you could see the yellow, you know, which means something was wrong with his liver. So I said to Anthony, I said, tell me what the doctors say. And so he told me. The doctors have given me just a few months, and I've got cancer, and they say I'm going to die. So I told him, I said, you know, Anthony, the doctors don't have the last word. I know someone who does, and his name is Jesus Christ. And I've seen Jesus Christ heal people, and I've seen Jesus Christ do things that only Jesus the Lord can do. I said, so why don't we pray? So I said, Anthony, just I want you to do one thing. Close your eyes, and I'm going to lead you in a simple little prayer. Maybe you might want to pray this prayer that's listening today on your radio. I said, you pray with me, Jesus. And he said, Jesus, I invite you to come into my heart. And he said, I invite you to come into my heart. Forgive all my sins. And he repeated, forgive all my sins. Be my Savior, be my Savior, be my Lord, be my Lord. Be first in my life, be first in my life. Love me with more love than I've ever had. Love me with more love than I've ever had. Heal me of this cancer. Heal me of this cancer. And I said, now, Anthony, you've said enough. So I began to pray over him. Very quietly, and it was so beautiful as I prayed. It was like he became a little child, and I could sense the presence of God around him, in him. It was so beautiful, you know. He was the lost sheep, you know. And after we finished praying, I said, I have the 11 o'clock Mass. I said, it'd be a good thing for you to go. And he went to the 11 o'clock Mass. And after the Mass, he came up to me. I said, now next week on Saturday, which we still do every Saturday at 5:30, we have Mass. I celebrate the 5:30 Mass, and I celebrate the 11 o'clock Mass on Sunday. Every Saturday at 5:30, after the Mass, we pray for healing. I said, Anthony, you come. And the next week on that Saturday, there was Anthony. He was in the second to third row. He had come an hour early. He made a holy hour. He didn't even know what a holy hour was, but he was there. And so after the Mass, we prayed for healing, and he comes up to me and says to me, Father Tom, you're not going to believe this. I said, believe what, Anthony? He said, the devil came into my room this week, and he said, I want you. I said, what did you do? I said, I belong to God. And when I said that, this hand came into the room, pointed at the devil, and he vanished. I said, what was that hand? He said, that was God. I said, that's really right, Anthony. He said, Father Tom, these things have never happened to me. He was not a religious person, thank God. He was not a religious person. He was just a desperate man. A desperate man. Well, he comes back the next week. And he says to me, Father Tom, after we prayed for healing, you're not going to believe what happened to me. And I said, try me again. He said, this week, Jesus came into my room. I said, did he? He said, yes. It was Jesus who came into my room. I said, well, what did he say? He didn't speak any words to me. But he looked at me. He loved me. I said, Anthony, that's beautiful. I said, the next time you see Jesus, I said, because I've never seen Jesus, only in the faces of people, but never have I seen the Lord. I said, next time you see Jesus, ask him if he knows my name. He says, of course he knows your name. I said, I know that. It's a joke between Jesus and me. He'll know what I mean. So he said, okay, Father Tom, I'll be back next week. He said, but I'm bringing with me a pound of Parma prosciutto and a pound of soppressata, two Italian cold cuts, better than steak. I said, that'd be great, Anthony. I'll be looking forward. He went home that night with his girlfriend after he left Mass, walked up the stairs, reached the top of the step, took a heart attack, died before he hit the ground. Let me tell you this. He was that lost sheep. And I'm telling you, there was a fight between heaven and hell for that soul. The devil wanted him. He came into his room. Do I believe that? Yes, I believe that. He wanted Anthony in hell. Oh, yes, the devil knew the prognosis that the guy was dying. He knew that. He didn't know whether he was going to get healed or not, but he knew that he was dying. And he tried the last moment to get Anthony to go to hell. There was a fight for that man's soul. And I'm telling you, there is a fight for your soul. You might not believe me, but it's true anyway. There is a fight between heaven and hell for your soul, between God and Jesus Christ and Satan for your soul. There is a fight. And if you are that lost sheep, you've got to hear my word today. Jesus Christ goes looking for you, the lost sheep. He looks for you, and he leaves the 99 to find you. That's what he does. He leaves the 99 to find you. He is interested in you, but there's something else working in your heart. It is the enemy of your soul that wants you in hell for eternity. This is real stuff, because when I preach a message like this, I know this is real stuff, that in people's hearts there is that struggle between light and darkness, between Jesus and Satan. You cannot give the devil the upper hand. He wants you forever. And I don't care what you've done. If you've done the worst of the worst, if you've killed people, if you've had 19 abortions, if you've never said God, if you've hated God, I'm telling you, the Good Shepherd is looking for you. He's looking for the lost sheep. He's looking for you. And you are the only one that can respond. No one can respond but you. I cannot respond for you. You must respond for yourself. Here I am. I am desperate. Here I am. Forgive me. Here I am. I'm the lost sheep. Let me tell you, my friends, there are so many lost sheep, but there are so few shepherds looking for the lost sheep. There are so few shepherds looking for the lost sheep. That's a real thing. Jesus spoke to the publicans and to the sinners, to the tax collectors and to the prostitutes. But the religious people looked down on Jesus. They said, this cannot be a prophet. This cannot be the man of God. He hangs around with people that are reprobates. With everyone knows these people are sinners. Look at us. We're the Pharisees. We're dressed the right way. We're clothed the right way. We look so good. We know all of our prayers. Anthony didn't know any prayers, but the Good Shepherd was looking for Anthony. Anthony didn't know any prayers, but in the last moment, the Good Shepherd stole him from hell. This is real. This is real. I'm talking reality. And you know, I was the blessed one to be able to bring him to Jesus. I was the blessed one to bring him to Christ. You know, he didn't need just a little blessing that day. He needed Jesus Christ to come into his life. That's what he needed. There are so many lost people, and there are so few shepherds that know what to do. There are so few shepherds that know what to do. There was more rejoicing in heaven when Anthony closed his eyes over the one sheep that the Good Shepherd went looking for. Thank God for his friends. Thank God for his friends. You might be that lost sheep today. You don't even know how to baa. I'm telling you, Jesus is looking for you. And I'm telling you, you're welcome at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. You are welcome at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. We don't need the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious people that think that the lost sheep stink. We don't need those kind of people. We need the lost sheep to be found by Jesus. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. How many blind people are there? How many blind people in the church there are? Blind people in the church, people that go to Mass every single day, but yet they're blind. They don't know Jesus. They don't know Jesus. They know religion, but they've never met Jesus Christ. Never met the Lord. And yet they think they're pretty good because they say their prayers.
I'm telling you, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were lost sheep themselves, but they thought religion covered it. They didn't realize they were in need of salvation. They had enough religion that would last them until they died. But when they died, they found out that they didn't need religion. They needed Jesus Christ the Lord. Now, I've got nothing against religion, but I do have something against religious people that think that their religion will get them to heaven. It is the blood of Jesus that gets us to heaven. It is Christ who died on the cross, who rose from the dead, that gets us to heaven. It is Jesus Christ who is the shepherd seeking out the lost sheep, yes, the religious as well as the reprobate. You see, I'm going to tell you, don't be fooled by religion. Don't be fooled that you know your prayers. Call out to Jesus, I'm the lost sheep, and the sad thing is, I don't even know that I'm lost. At least the tax collectors and the reprobates, the prostitutes, know that they're lost. The abortionists, they know that they're lost. But the good shepherd doesn't speak of hell. He speaks of a shepherd going to look for the one, leaving the 99. You're the one. Hallelujah. Here I am, Lord. Save me. Here I am, Lord. I come to thee just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. I come just as I am. I do not come hiding. I come saying, I have sinned against you and against people. Have mercy on me. Oh, that's the wonderful sacrament of reconciliation, confession that we have, that wonderful sacrament where we can confess our sins to the Lord and to the church in the presence of the priest, and we can be absolved by the blood of Jesus. For if we sin, we know we have an advocate with God, and that the blood of Jesus makes us pure and white as snow. That's why we have that wonderful sacrament of confession. You know, he said, I don't want to go to confession. No, because you're a proud, arrogant person, because you think that your sins are so bad that you can't tell another person. Listen, Jesus Christ forgives sins. Jesus Christ is the shepherd of your soul looking for the lost sheep. Here I am, Lord, save me. Please, my friends, you are welcome at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. You are welcome. You might be that reprobate, or you might be that religious person. You, both of us, are in need of salvation. Yeah, I'm a religious person, but I need Jesus Christ the Lord. I cannot do without Jesus. If Jesus leaves my life, I've got nothing. He is my life. And so I pray for you now. Father, I pray the Holy Spirit would convict these people, convict the religious as well as the reprobate, because we're all alike. Jesus, you forgave our sins on the cross. Jesus, help us to reveal our sins, to confess them, and give us the Holy Spirit, please. Lord, we are that lost sheep, and we thank you, Jesus, that you are the shepherd looking for the lost sheep. You haven't been to church in 150 years, and it doesn't make a difference. It's time to come back to the Lord now. It's time to come back to the Lord now. Tonight, 7:30, we have Mass at the Holy Rosary, and after Mass, I will go into the confessional to hear confessions. Tonight, at the Holy Rosary, We have Mass at 7:30. It's Friday evening. It's the 4th of November. And after the Mass, I will go into the confessional to hear confessions. You are welcome to come. You are welcome to come. The Good Shepherd is looking for you. He laid down his life for the sheep, for you. Don't let the devil win. I'm telling you, there is a fight between heaven and hell in your heart. Let Jesus Christ win as he won in Anthony's life.
Let me tell you that October 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Holiday Inn in Woburn, we have Warriors of Worship. It is a conference, and it's a lot of worship, and the telephone number to call is 847-962-7307, 847-962-7307, 847-962-7307. People from all around the United States will be coming, 847-962-7307. The Holiday Inn in Woburn, October 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. 847-962-7307. And you know, I need to hear from people in Arizona. I need to hear from people in New Mexico. I need to hear from people in Fairfax, in Washington, D.C. I need to hear from people in New Jersey, in Boston, in the western part of the state, in Michigan. I need to hear from people in New York. I do, if I'm going to stay on. The mailing address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.